Praise listeners, we thank you for listening to our station 24/7, 365 with our great programming from the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, Melanie Pratt, the Lonnie Hunter Show, the James Fortune Show, William Beckton, and Christopher Gray. These great personalities play gospel and inspirational music that's current and from the past, and we know you love it. Now, for those of you who love the preached word, WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 has four dynamic 30-minute blocks of programming, beginning Sundays at 6 a.m. with an inspirational variety show, Motivations with Gloria. 6:30 a.m., Life Changing Church with overseer Dorothy McGuire. 7 a.m., The Glory Has Come International Ministries with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King. And 7:30, The Excellence in Ministry Broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church. That's 2 hours of preaching, teaching, and inspirational entertainment every Sunday morning just for you on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
But they that await upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need is in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry Broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry Broadcast, already in progress.
Blessed are those who believe who have not seen. Anybody glad you got faith today? Because even though you may not see it, because he said it, you believe it. And you're walking by faith today. Even if you're asking the question, what now? Well, what now? Jesus says, left them again. At this point in the text, chapter 21, John says something that really strikes me. After all they have seen, after all they have heard, after all they have felt, John said that afterward, after Jesus had appeared again to his disciples, that Jesus appeared to them by the Sea of Galilee, and it happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. The seven of them were together. And I could see them sitting in the room, just dealing with all of the events of that just had occurred. I could see them looking at one another, trying to figure out what they're going to do next. I could see Peter look at Nathanael, and Nathanael look at Thomas, and John look at James, and they're asking a question, what now? And Peter, who always seems to have bright ideas, spoke up. And he said, I don't know about you fellas. I'm going fishing. And the rest of them said, we're going to go with you. Now, I contend that at this point of indecision, they really made the wrong decision. Now, those fishermen, don't you get mad at me. There's nothing wrong with fishing, per se. But I contend they made the wrong decision. And why did they make the wrong decision? I'm so glad you asked the question. They made the wrong decision, first of all, the same reason that many of us make the wrong decision when we get distracted by our situation. Church, say distracted by the situation. Yeah, they were distracted by their situation. They did not go where they should have gone because they were distracted by their situation. As I said, there's nothing wrong with fishing. But the issue is they were not where they were supposed to be. Jesus had just given them specific instructions of where to go and what to do, but they were not where they were supposed to be, and they were not doing what they were supposed to be doing. Because they were, y'all still here? They were allowing their problem and their pain to distract them from doing what God told them to do. How do you know that, preacher? Well, look here. They are at this point in the text, listen, they are at the same place they were before they met Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm almost through. But some folk, can I talk to you this morning? Some folk, when they get distracted by their situation, what they end up doing is going back to what they were doing before they met the Lord. Jesus told them when he first met them, I call you to be fishers of men. But look at them. They're not fishing for men. They're fishing for fish. Don't jump on them, though, because some of us do the same thing. I'm all in your Kool-Aid this morning. Because the minute something does not go your way, the minute something does not come through, or the minute somebody hurts your feelings, what do? You walk away from what you were called to do. And you begin to do everything except for what you were called to do, what he told you to do. And the first impulse that you have when somebody makes you mad, especially at the church, forget the church. Forget this ministry. Forget that preacher. Forget everybody. And even your gestures and your actions suggest that you even sometimes forget the Lord. And before you know it, you are back to doing what you did before you even met the Lord. Don't you remember how you felt when you first met him? I heard you sing. I heard the voice of Jesus saying, come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one. Lay down thy head upon my breast. I heard you sing, so I came to Jesus. As I was weary. I was lonely. I was sad, but I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard you sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. I heard you sing, and 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. But now something's happened. Look at you. back to where you were before you met Jesus. Before you met Jesus, you were sad. You met the Lord. You got glad. Something happened. Now you're sad again. Before you met the Lord, you were worried all the time. You met the Lord, he filled your heart with peace. And something happened, now you're worried all the time again. Am I talking to anybody in here? Before you met the Lord, you were pouting and sad. But you met the Lord and now you're praising him. But something happened and now you're sad all the time. Before you met the Lord, you were partying all night long. They had to put you out the club. DJ said, you don't have to go home, but you got to get out of here. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. But you met the Lord, and now you're singing his praises, but something happened. Back in the club again. Before you met the Lord, you were up all night drinking and getting high. And somebody's hurt your feelings and something did not go the way you ought to go. And you met the Lord and you were drinking and getting high. And you met the Lord. Now you are singing hallelujah. But now something happened. Now you're getting high again. Going back to what you were doing before you met the Lord, because you got distracted by your situation. Instead of doing what God told you to do. You got distracted by the situation. Look at them. Fishing. Told you to do this, but you're now back to doing that. And you know where you are? You are exactly where Satan wants you to be. And you are doing exactly what Satan wants you to do. The very opposite of what God called you to do. But look what happens. That when they went back to doing what they were doing, they went back to fishing, and they were experienced fishermen. But this word says that they fished all night. And what did they catch? They fished all night long and didn't catch a thing. Let me tell you something. God will not reward your disobedience. God will not bless what you're doing unless you're doing what he's blessing. God will not bless what you want to do unless what you want to do is what he called you to do. And so you can't allow yourself to get distracted by your situation. You got to still stay focused on what God will have you do no matter what. Because no matter what has happened, no matter who's talked about you, no matter how bad it hurts, no matter how disappointed you are, you still have a purpose to fulfill. God still has an assignment on your life. And if you're doing anything other than what God told you to do, you can do it all night and all day, and you won't be successful. Because God only blesses what he ordains. Did you hear it? You can't allow yourself to get distracted by your situation. It ain't about you. Sometimes we have to remember that. It is not about you. At the end of the day, it's about him getting the glory out of your life. So even when things happen that should not happen and how they happen, can you still give him praise? Can you still serve him? Can you still do what he told you to do? I'm going to say something. If you don't remember anything else, remember this. Repeat after me. Blessings follow obedience. Say it again. Blessings follow obedience. Say it again. Anybody believe that in this house today? That blessings follow. follow obedience.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 listeners. Get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. In the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 43 and 44, it reads, after Jesus had said this, he shouted as loudly as he could, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out. In these passages of scripture, this is one of Jesus' greatest miracles, raising his friend from death and the grave. Beloved of God, a true miracle is an event in the external world brought about by the immediate volition of God. It shows the intervention of a power that is not limited by the laws either of matter or of mind. It's a power interrupting the fixed laws, which causes a supernatural occurrence or an event that is unexplainable. People of God, do you need a miracle? If so, know that the source of all miracles, whether big or small, comes from above. And that is a promise from heaven. Please come join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website, www.littlerockamezion.org.
Jesus stood on the shore and look at what he says. And Jesus is wrong for that. This is a rhetorical question. You know what he said, Dave? Hey! Hey! Did you catch anything? And I can imagine what they must have been muttering under their voice. And they answered, no. And he says, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. So if you are distracted by your situation, the next thing that you need to do is be directed by the Savior. Let the church say, directed by the Savior. You need to be directed by the Savior. Jesus asked, did you catch anything? But he said, put your net on the right side of the boat. Other words, stop doing what you're doing and do what I tell you. Stop doing it your way and try it my way. Other words, stop doing this and try doing that. In other words, stop going here and try going there. Instead of crying about your loss, instead celebrate his love. Instead of pouting, why don't you try praying? Instead of pacing the floor, why don't you try praising his faithfulness? Instead of worrying about your problems, why don't you try witnessing to his power? Instead of letting go, why don't you try holding on? Stop doing it your way and learn how to do it his way. I know you're smart. I know you're grown. I know you know what you're doing. You went around the world twice and shook everybody's head three times. I know. But you got to try to do it God's way. It's tempting to do it your way. But I've come by to say, yield not to temptation. For yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some others to win. Fight manfully on with dark passion subdued. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. Just ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to help you. Jesus will carry you through. Is there a witness in this place that Jesus will carry you through? He'll carry you through your sorrow. He'll carry you through your weakness. He'll carry you through your problems. He'll carry you through your sickness. Is there a witness in this place that he'll carry you through? You got to learn how to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not into your own understanding in all of your ways. Acknowledge him and he will. Yes, he will. He'll direct your path. That's why Isaiah said, "Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and he that has no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men will utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." You got to be directed by this. So anybody glad that you could be directed by the Savior? Yeah, when you are distracted by your situation, follow the directions of the Savior. And look what happens. They did what he said. And it says that they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Because see, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh God. You just know. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. And you just know. He said, "It is the Lord." He wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and he jumped into the water. And the other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. And when they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you've caught." So Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore, and it was full of fish, not just any fish, it was full of large fish. 153 fish. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Lord have mercy. Yes, you may become distracted by your situation. And you want to ask the question now, what? You got to be directed by the Savior. And then you will be determined to succeed. Yeah, when you are directed by the Savior, you will be determined to succeed. You won't give up. You do what it says. You hold on. Aren't you tired of failure? Aren't you tired of defeat? Aren't you tired of worrying all night long? Aren't you tired about worrying about things you can't do anything about? Aren't you tired of being tired? Well, I got a suggestion to you. Turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. And do what he says. And when they did what he said, it said that they had more fish that they had a difficult time even bringing it in. You got to do it his way. And if you do it his way, you will have more than what you know what to do with. Is there a witness in this place? If you do it his way, you will have more peace. If you do it his way, you will have more joy. If you do it his way, you will have more faith. If you do it his way, you will have more power. You gotta do it his way. Now what? Now do what he says. If you've been doing your thing, then try doing it his way. His way says if you bring the tithe into the storehouse, he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. You wouldn't have a room to receive. You gotta do it his way, because if you do your part, he will do his part. Is there a witness in this place? If you do your part, he says he will do his part. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. If you do it his way, he will work it out. If you do it his way, he will open doors. He said, if you confess your sins, our God is faithful to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Now what? If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he said all these things will be added unto you. You gotta do it his way. Now what? What do you do now? I'm so glad you asked the question. Pray now. Trust now. Praise now. Worship now. Witness now. 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 Trust him. Obey him. I love the hymn that reminds us, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he says on our way. While we do, His good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey him. Trust and obey him. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust him and obey. Keep doing it his way. Keep doing his way. And he will, he'll come through. He'll come through. Now what? Now trust him. Now hang in there. Now wait on him. Now believe in him. Now. If the world from you withhold all of its silver and its gold, and you can't get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he feeds the little bird. And take your burdens, take your trials, take your sickness, take your haters to the Lord and leave them there. Leave them there. Leave them there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. That's what you do. Give God praise if you know what you do. Hallelujah. All of us at one time or another have been in a place of indecision. But when you get there, learn how to trust him. Learn to obey him. And he will do exactly what he says. Is there a witness in this place that he'll do it? Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. If there's someone here today and you are in a place of indecision, if you are here and you don't have a church home, you're here, you don't have a Savior, you are to come and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You tried it your way.
Yes, sir.
Do it his way.
Do it his way.
Do it his way. His way works. And you will find that if you put your life in his hands, he will work all things for your good.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.
You can listen to the word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners, log on to www.praisecharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise Podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854.